Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to another exciting night of Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Amity High School, where the Warriors are set to take on a league opponent tonight, the Taft Tigers. Taft comes into this game with a 4-10 record in on the season overall, 0-3 in the league. They have played Dayton, Santiam Christian, and Sheridan. Lost to Dayton by 30, to Santiam Christian by 25, and Sheridan by 5. So, you know, they're on an upward swing, Ron. The Warriors come into this 6-6 overall, 1-1 in league. They had a tough loss over at Dayton where they played about as well as we're going to see them play for the first half. And into the third quarter, staying competitive, it was a 35-33 Dayton lead with about 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They ran off the last 5 points of the third quarter and then like the first 7 points of the fourth quarter, and that was kind of game over. You can't get down by 12 points to Dayton at Dayton and think that you're going to come back on that. And again, it was Ron Hoff halftime adjustments that we've talked about for years. We've seen it for years.
He cranked up the pressure.
When he comes out after halftime, he's seen what you want to do and what's working for you. You're going to get that taken away from you. You're going to have to counter. And so I think that was probably a great learning experience for Devin. First time he's coached against Ron Hoff. And I think if Devin goes back and watches the tape, he'll see what the adjustments that Hoff made to what we were doing in the first half and how we didn't readjust to what Dayton did. We didn't match their intensity, first of all. We didn't take care of the basketball out on top. We struggled between half court and the three-point line. Once we got inside the three-point line, we're pretty good. We were pretty well in that whole game. They had a hard time with us inside the paint, especially.
Well, there's a long stretch of time there where we did not even get a shot up, a shot attempt.
And if we did, it was blocked or it was just an off-balance, jacked-up shot, right?
Yep.
So a lot to learn from that game, but the fact that you had a 2-point lead on Dayton at their place, you were hanging with them deep into the third quarter at their place, I think should give these kids, and just listening to my son talk after the game, the boys weren't down after that loss. They know they competed well with Dayton the whole night, just had that one stretch, about 4 or 5 minutes of game time where we struggled. And I think that was probably the message from the coaching staff was, look, it's a 32-minute game. We played really well for 27 minutes of that game. We just had a 5-minute stretch in there between the third and fourth quarters where we struggled tremendously. And it was a bad stretch because it was like we didn't score for like 5 minutes.
Oh. So I think there's a lot of lessons there for our players as well as our coaches, you know, to not let the game get away from you like that. If you have to take another timeout, you take another timeout. We certainly didn't use all 5 of our timeouts.
Yeah, and I think again that's it's one of those things where Devin, as a first year head coach, I think still learning what to tell his assistant coaches to be looking for and reminding him of as a game. Because you and I have both been head coaches and we've both been assistant coaches. And we know how fast as a head coach that game can move on you, and all of a sudden you're not where you thought you were when you wanted to do certain things and you've missed them, and you need assistant coaches to be kind of tracking certain things for you and reminding you.
You got 3 coaches for a reason. They can't be just all cheerleaders.
Yeah, you got to use them, and he'll learn that. He'll figure out what he needs, and you know, when you're watching a game from the stands, it feels like you can process everything. When you're coaching, you can't.
No.
You can process certain things, but you're so into those things and so focused on those things that you miss other things, and you need those assistant coaches to do that for you. Not a criticism of Devin by any means.
No.
It's a learning process, how to use those coaches.
I talked with Reggie a little bit on Wednesday, and, you know, this group of kids have come a long way since the 1st of December.
Yeah.
And you could see it in that game.
Yep.
The strides we've made in certain areas of the game.
Absolutely.
And if one of them is playing together as a team, when we work hard together as a team, offense and defense, they're We got good athletes.
Yeah. And I think defensively is really what we're going to, by the end of the season, hang our hat on.
Oh, yeah. Because we're not going to outscore anybody with threes.
No.
That was another thing that was really glaring. We cannot
depend on that.
Dependable outside shooter.
Yeah.
And that's what Dayton.
They've got several.
Really took a couple kids that hadn't made any shots because, you know, they fired in a couple, two or three threes, and all of a sudden it goes
from
us.
Boy, that swings it fast.
Yeah, you get 9 points swing, like, within 30, 40 seconds. That changes the whole game.
Well, Garrison coming off the bench, hitting those two threes in the second quarter was huge for them. That's a game where we easily, the way we were playing and the way they were shooting in that second quarter, if he doesn't come in and knock those threes down, we could have been up 10 or 12 at halftime on them. I think the momentum could have really been tough. He hits those, and he had a little, you know, he didn't do a lot more, but some other guys finally got on track in the third quarter for them.
As compared to who he came in for, Wall.
Wall did nothing in that game.
Didn't do anything in that
game.
Yeah.
So tonight, you notice we're talking a lot about the Dayton game because, honestly, this is not a game the Warriors should lose, but...
Well, we saw Taft the JVs.
But Taft is going to be scrappy.
Yeah.
They're not as highly skilled as we are, but they are going to play a scrappy game, a scrappy brand of basketball. I don't think they have the athletes. I don't think they have the overall basketball skill level, but I do think they're going to play scrappy, and they'll want this to be a little bit of a sloppy, choppy game. If they can get that, get us into a, you know, kind of a turnover fest, we're going to have some issues. We're going to take a quick break and be back with the starting lineups here on KLYC 1260 AM, McMinnville.
Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District. Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Contact Tim Harsmet, Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsmet, Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our Doctor of Physical Therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113 and let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out. Go Warriors!
Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Northwest Rapid Manufacturing is the premier provider of rapid manufactured prototypes and production parts. Through superior process control, operational excellence, and unmatched customer service, we are building a legacy business to serve thousands of customers for generations to come. Northwest Rapid Manufacturing, located in McMinnville, supplying quality 3D printed manufactured parts since 2008. Contact them at 503-434-8557. That's 503-434-8557.
All right, Warrior fans, getting ready for the starting lineups here from Amity High School. John Stearns on the PA tonight. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber on the radio. Glad you joined us wherever you are. It is warm in this gym tonight, Ron.
I know. What's the deal?
I don't know. What's going on here? These players are going to be hot.
I think I want to sit down there.
Yeah, you can do that. Go wherever you want.
Yeah, okay.
A junior, number 21. So for the Taft Tigers,
Kai Bear, a 5'8 sophomore. Baron Delameter, a 5'10 senior. Gavin Cosilla, a 6-foot senior. Steven Stahl, a 6'2 junior, and Joshua McCormick, a 6'2 sophomore. For your Warriors, it's going to be Andrew Grove, a junior guard, 5 feet 10 inches. Evan Berkey, a 6'1 senior point guard. Trent Carton, a 5'11 junior wing. Colby Nyseff, a 6 foot 2 inch post senior. And J.J. Howard, a junior who goes about 6'2, 6'2 and a half, something like that, with unbelievably long arms. Let you enjoy the atmosphere here just a little bit.
Senior number 23, Colby Nyseff. And junior number 30, J.J. Howard.
So Devin's kind of settled into his rotation. If you look at minutes played, it's definitely not directly correlated to starters. He's figured out, he's made adjustments in the game with what's working, to his credit, figuring out who to play, how many minutes, you know, depending on the night, what's working, what's not.
And he usually goes with what's going.
Especially
defensively.
I like that as a coach, and players have to get that message, like, it's not personal, it's what's working. And sometimes that's not an individual issue, that's what's working on the floor as a fivesome, right?
Exactly.
All right, we are ready to go. Nyseff and Stahl going to jump it up at center court. Three-man crew here tonight for both the boys and girls games. And the ball's up. Nyseff taps. They get it to Carton. Lays it up. Oh, he just rolled that off, but Berkey with a great rebound. Out to Grove. Grove on the left wing. Dribbles towards the center circle. Works towards the right. We got a 1-2. I can't see what that is.
Oh.
Nyseff tied up inside. Loses the ball to McCormick. Turnover Warriors. In the front court, Cosilla works left. Kicks to McCormick. McCormick hands off to Delameter. Delameter with the drive. Hangs. Banks. No good. Nyseff with the board. Got to look to run. Had the opportunity there. Didn't do it. Grove backs it out, swings it over to Carton on the right wing. Skip pass. Berkey fakes the three, drives, leaves it for JJ, 12-footer. Oh. No. Berkey with a great rebound inside, back out to Grove, who took it from Nyseff. Grove for three. No good. Weak side off the hands of Carton and out of bounds. Man, Berkey all over the place. Two offensive rebounds already, Ron.
Yeah. Who got that defensive rebound down here?
Nyseff did.
Yeah.
Delameter gets it to Cosilla. They skip it back over to Delameter in the middle of the floor. Right angle. Bear.
Turn
off the hands. That's going to be an over and back call. Winner off the hands of McCormick. The pass was a little low. He had to reach out for it towards half court. Low and away from him. Not a great pass from Delameter. Warriors ball. Still 0-0. A minute 5 gone here. Carton on the left wing, down in the corner to Nyseff. Might have traveled. No called. Reverse lay and no good. JJ with the rebound. Takes up with the left hand. Misses it. Ball's loose inside. Should be a jump ball. No call. Carton rips it out of there. Goes right to the basket. Lays it up and in. Tell you what. He can make more out of nothing.
Yes, he can.
That is really his strength is... There's Berkey with a steal right on Bear. Takes it in with the right hand and scores. What a steal by Evan Berkey. Interrupting my commentary on Trent Carton there. Carton makes broken plays better than anybody else on the team. Over on the right side, Bear, mid-range jumper, no good. Another rebound for Colby. Gets it to Grove. Grove ahead to Carton on the left wing. Travel. That little shuffle of the feet. Everybody does it seems like anymore. A lot of bad habits that players have developed playing a lot of poorly refereed basketball in AAU and summer league stuff. Club ball not always officiated well, and kids just get into bad habits. Coaches have to work hard to correct that.
The thing about it is, it's the same refs. These guys refed a lot of games.
But they don't call the same way. JJ with a block down low on Delameter, and Delameter throws it off him and out of bounds. Good block by the junior Howard. So, Robbie, are you going to do an evaluation on us tonight? Is that what I just... on our accuracy?
Robbie Sharp sitting to my left here, watching this game. 3A predict. On the right side, Bear with it. Finds the middle to Delameter, scoops it down low. Foul by Nyseth on Stahl, as Stahl pump faked and then went up. He got that inside position going baseline around Colby. First foul of the game. 2.5 minutes in almost. 4-0 Warriors. Was that Ron?
Said there hasn't been anybody close enough to get a foul.
Stahl misses the first. Second one, no good also. Rebound, falls to the floor. Carton gets it. Carton and JJ, neither one of them wanted that apparently. They let it fall all the way to the floor. Grove travels as Kosia was kind of jumping the passing lane. Grove hesitated and double dribbled.
Gee whiz, too many turnovers already.
How many we got so
far,
Ron? Three, and we're 2.5 minutes into the game.
Unforced turnovers.
Yeah, that one especially. Delameter works left, traveled.
Travel.
No call. And it goes off of Berkey and out of bounds. That was either a jump ball or a travel. There's nothing else that you can really call that. Delameter on the baseline. Throws it back in to Stahl. Over to McCormick. Little running jumper. No good. Berkey with a rebound. And they call jump ball on that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see the hands go up.
Couldn't be. We got the jump, so he was standing out of bounds.
Yeah, somebody else was standing out of bounds. Okay, I did not see the call. Didn't see a hand signal there. Grove pushes ahead to Carton on the left wing. Back to Grove on top. Man, fumbling that ball. Andrew's got to get his handle here. Skip it over to Carton, left corner for three.
Could be.
Too strong. Weak side rebound pulled down by Bear. Bear, they throw ahead and off the hands of Stahl and out of bounds. Trying to run the break there. Still 4-0 Amity. 3 minutes and 4 seconds gone here in the first quarter. Warriors with the ball. Taft with their black uniforms and kind of orangish brown, burnt brown. I don't know what that is. Terrible color on the sides. Carton's three-pointer blocked.
Hit it. Off
he saves it back off of Kosea, but he has got to get rid of those shots quicker.
Too slow.
Yep. He's taking too long to load that three. You might as well pump fake at that point. He got some blocked, at least one, maybe two blocked at Dayton on Tuesday. Nice, Seth. Wants to drive, backs down, hangs, tries to do something
I think it was a
with
pass.
It. Yeah, but JJ wasn't open. So it's picked off. Another turnover for the Warriors. Fourth of the game. Kosia with it on top. He'll take a 23-footer and hits
it. He hits it.
Nobody guarding him. He might as well. 4-3 Warriors. So all that work, you've kind of dominated the game, and now you're up one because of turnovers and
3-point baskets.
Yeah, and a 3-point basket. Grove bounce pass to Carton on the right side. Carton, high post. Berkey swings it to Grove. Left angle three. Looks good. Won't stay. Carton alley-oops it in. Nice job by Trent to get that inside position. He made that skip pass, then cut to the basket, and he was there to get that rebound. Meeker coming in, next dead ball along with Clark, and that'll be right now because we're going to have a timeout taken by the Tigers, 32nd variety. 6-3 Amity. It feels like it should be about 12-3.
Well, JJ's missed two lay-ins.
And we've turned the ball over four times at least.
We have four turnovers.
Yep. And just some missed opportunities too. A couple of open threes missed. It feels like it should be a different game, but I think that plays out over time. You know, as long as we keep playing that same style, it's going to pay off.
Except for threes. One would hope they play out over time, but it might be in the second half of the season before that comes around.
Yeah,
we
maybe.
Just do not have a guaranteed three-point shooter.
Well, we've taken two tonight so far. One of them was blocked.
We've taken four.
Four. Grove's taken two already? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we're 0 for 4. I know we're 0 for whatever. All right. In the game, it's Clark, Howard, Carton, Grove, and Meeker. So Berkey and Nyseth getting an early rest. Berkey, that surprises me. So I'm not sure what coach is looking for here. He's trying something a little different. There's a travel. Got away with that one. Was Fajardo. Oh, they go out. Missed three-pointer there by Delsimeter. Rebound Carton. Pushes hard. Goes to Meeker down low. And there's a collision. They're going to get Carton for a loose ball foul after he threw the pass. He just kept running Delsimeter down. That's another turnover for the Warriors. Just because you pass the ball doesn't mean you can just run somebody over. And Delsimeter didn't bother to get out of Carton's way and took the charge, kind of loose ball foul, really. It's not a charge because, you know, the ball knocked out of bounds by either Howard or Clark there as they tried to feed it inside to number 11, Hafferty into the game. They'll inbound. Tigers left side of the key along the baseline. It's Cosilla trying to get it in.
Way too much
knocked
time.
By Carton, grabbed by Meeker. Good defense there by Trent Carton. Carton in the right corner, back to Meeker. He'll take a three, fades a little bit on that, and the rebound pulled down by Hafferty. Hafferty will bring it up himself. Now swings it to Cosilla for three, halfway down, wouldn't stay. Rebound, that's going to be Howard from behind with the foul. And it's going to put number 11, Hafferty, on the line. That was one where he would have gotten a block if he'd just been a little bit more patient. Let that shot come
go up.
Tried
to check it.
Yep. He tried to get it while he was still bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hafferty misses the first. One more coming. Misses that one also. Oh. JJ didn't box out, but he blocks the shot. It'll be Tigers ball. No box out. That ball went high over his head. He jumped. He just jumped towards the basket instead of stepping back first. And Fajardo, all eight of him maybe?
Maybe five of us.
Yeah, that got the rebound.
That was just bad block out.
Tigers had it. Meeker with a steal. Oh, stepped out of bounds. Or bounced it out of bounds probably. Can't see in that corner.
Gonna have to give him a...
I think that's a steal and a turnover. He had control of it. We were headed the other direction already. Inbound to Hafferty. Clark on him.
That's a double dribble.
Gets it to Fajardo. Cosilla finds the cutter popping out. It is Bear back to Cosilla. Cosilla drives down low. Ball stolen away by Carton. Carton playing good defense this game. Carton going to take this one all the way in, and he is fouled. I think that's going to be on Fajardo, number 20. Nyseth and Berkey coming back in. Nope, they're going to call it on Hafferty. That might be why Fajardo had that look on his face, like, how did I foul him? So Carton going to shoot a pair. So this is going to be probably for JJ and Grove. Carton buries the first one. Nope, it's going to be for Carton.
That's a change.
Yeah, a little different rotation tonight. Mm-hmm. I said he's settling into it, and then he's he's done. It's completely different. Carton with his fifth point. Now his sixth point. Berkey in for him. Good job by Trent. That's good defense, that first quarter by Trent. Outside of the three-point shot getting blocked, everything else has been outstanding. 8-3 Warriors, 2:39 left to go first quarter. 2-2-1 press for the Warriors. Clark back deep. Berkey and Grove up top on this. Delsimeter gets it across. They trap him, and a steal by Meeker. Meeker pushes hard, loses it. Ball turned over. Goes to Cosilla. Cosilla going the other way. Berkey back. Meeker back. The lay-in by number 11, Hafferty. 8-5 Warriors. Blown opportunity there by Amity on both ends of the floor. And there's a drive along the baseline and thrown away by Delsimeter. I'm keep calling him Delsimeter. It's Delimeter. 30-second timeout for the Warriors. 1:47 left to go first quarter.
That's...
How many we got?
9 turnovers in 6 minutes.
And most of those, just not careful basketball.
No.
You know, the pass from Grove, I mean... That ball got picked off at the top of the key almost as he passed it from a wing. It's just like, I'm not sure what he thought he was seeing.
And Nyseth, what was that?
He just didn't know where he was on the floor. Guy came right behind him. And he was dribbling high and slow. And
can't be having him bringing the ball, dribble the ball.
Well, here's the deal, Ron. Maybe I'm old school. When you get the ball, you either give it to a guard or you push it up the floor. You don't dribble up slowly unless there are all five of the other colors in front of you.
And when you say push it up the floor, you pass it up the floor.
Yes, you get it up
dribble.
The floor.
Don't dribble, yeah.
All right, Warriors ball up 8-5. Berkey throws to Meeker down low. Meeker ball fake.
I get it.
Shoops it back out to Berkey. Over to Grove on the right wing. Meeker, right corner, back to Grove. Meeker is going to take the three from the right corner. Good. Nice shot by George Meeker. Good ball movement there. They had that defense scrambling back and forth, and that led to Meeker getting a wide open corner three.
And he took it in rhythm.
Yep.
It wasn't like, I got to hurry up, get this up.
Or should I shoot it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Casilla with the ball. Berkey all over him. Nightingale doubled, gets it back to Casilla. They flip it over in the left angle to Bear, back out. Three-pointer out on top, missed out there by number four, Casilla, and Nyseth with a rebound. Under a minute to go, 11-5 Warriors. Berkey, we have not gotten the ball
here
inside. Now we do with Clark. Clark back out to Berkey, a little drive, hanging.
Got fouled.
Misses Meeker, rebound put back and in. Nice job by George Meeker. Good ball movement again by the Warriors, getting that defense to move. And we've talked about that. The secret of good offense is moving the ball and moving people. Nightingale on the left wing with it. Dribbles out towards the top of the key. Under 30 seconds to go. 13-5 Warriors in the first quarter. Casilla gets it to Fajardo. They play catch. Now on top to Bear. Bear with it. Directing traffic. Gets it back. Swings it to Nightingale with 8 seconds. Drives, hangs, floats it. No good. Berkey.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It's going to be on Clark, I think, over the back. It's going to be the fourth team foul on the Warriors. 13-5 Warriors. 4.5 seconds to go. First on Clark. Fourth on the Warriors. Only one foul on the Tigers so far. It'll be Tiger ball on the baseline, left side of the key.
4.5.
Get it in the corner. Kick it out on top. Nightingale with it. Traveled. And they don't get a shot off. Had they gotten the shot off, it would have gone in by Fajardo, but they didn't. After one, the Warriors with a 13-5 lead. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they...
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. What do we got in that first quarter, Ron? A lot of turnovers, I know that.
Yeah, we had 8 turnovers to their 7, and it's just unforced turnovers. That's what's killer. We also had... We were 5-for-13 from the field, and they were 2-for-11.
We did make a 3 finally, 1-for.
Yeah, one for.
He'll have a hand on the ball.
Bet on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Nightingale.
Oh my.
Gavin just waiting for a ball to come slowly, or somebody.
There it is.
Berkey with a steal. Can he control it? He can. He gives it to Watson. Watson lays it up and in. Well, there we go. Nothing else. How about that? Unselfish by Berkey. Wanted to get
great.
Watson an opportunity
it
there.
Was great.
And they throw it away against the pressure. That's Watson and Carton putting the pressure on Bear. Threw it away before I could start calling the play-by-play into the game.
They don't really have an athlete.
No, that's what I said, is that there's...
They got some guys who...
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
anyway.
A few skills here and there, but it's...
Not a basketball player.
Down low, Nyseth, hangs
fouled.
Watson would have had the putback. Nyseth to the line. He's dropped about 20 pounds during basketball season, Ron.
He's looking good.
Getting a little more bounce in his step than he had early in December.
I've been just about every practice. He really pushes.
Yep.
And he stays around after. He's worked on his foul shots. Now I'll put a hex on him.
Nah, it's good. First one, perfect for Nyseth, his first point of the game.
He takes up space. As compared to JJ or Watson. Watson makes up for just hustle.
He's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Misses the second one. Watson tips. Can't get it. Rebound by Bear. Gets it ahead. Stall down low. Fades. Tough shot. Misses. Another rebound for Nyseth. He's dominating the boards tonight. He's got 4 or 5, right?
How about 6?
6. There we go. Watson skip past Berkey for 3. Good! Evan Berkey. Buries it. I love it.
Another kid that's put in a lot of time after practice.
Getting more confident.
Yes.
With his shot. Stahl wants to drive. Berkey. Oh, cut him off.
Reached.
They got him for, they called it a block, but.
He reached. Yeah.
He would have been okay.
Yeah.
The reach got him a little out of position with his feet leaning. First foul on Berkey, though.
That's good.
15 foul on the Warriors. Yeah, no foul trouble for the Warriors. I don't think anybody has two. JJ's got one. Reagan's got one. Evan's got one. I think it's just really smattering there. Carton's got one. Warriors pressure the ball on the perimeter.
Oh, my.
Battle with it.
Gavin's got it.
Yeah. And now they're going to get the second on Berkey or Carton. One of them's getting the second.
Oh, it's on Berkey. That's a bad foul.
Berkey out. Yeah, he'll sit for a while here. He's got two fouls. Grove back in. Yeah, you talk about a couple of mismatches. Carton on Bear and Watson on anybody out there. Nightingale's one he's got right now. They get it into Bear in the corner. Down low. Grove knocks it away. Carton with the steal. Carton up the left side. Pushes. Now sets. Kicks to Meeker. Out to Watson. Fakes the three. Drives. Hangs.
Fouled.
No call. Tips a couple of times and they get the rebound. Nightingale throws it ahead. And they missed the lay-in. That was Delameter out in front, and then a reach-in foul on Delameter. He missed a breakaway lay-in. I think he heard footsteps, Ron.
Was Gavin chasing him down?
Well, it was nice. That probably sounded more intimidating than Gavin. Gavin comes up on you stealth-like. Nyseth probably was making some noise, breathing heavy, heavy feet coming after him like a linebacker. All right, Warriors with the ball up 19-5, 6 minutes and change to go here in the first half. Grove backs it out by the Warrior head, gets a screen, drives, pulls up at the foul line, kicks it in the corner to Meeker, fakes, out to Watson, now on top to Grove, he'll back it out and reset. Gets a little screen from Nyseth, works right, gets in deep, scoops, scores, foul. Nice job by Andrew Grove to be very patient, use the screen, wait and see what the defense does, right? When you come off of a screen with the ball in your hand, you're looking to see what adjustments the defense is making to that screen. And then you have to make a decision based on that. Too often, guys predetermine what they're going to do as they come off the screen. They're going to pass, they're going to shoot, they're going to do this, and it's not always there. There's a missed foul shot for Grove. Warriors up 21-5. Right angle. Stahl for three, hits it. They haven't scored in a while, so that helps him a little bit. His first points of the game. 21-8 Warriors. It's kind of all they have right now because they've missed pretty much everything else but a couple of threes. Meeker to Carton on the left angle. Carton gets the call from the sideline to run central out to Grove. Right corner Watson. Skip pass. Almost threw it away. Carton had to go high to come down for it. And an offensive foul on Carton. I don't like that one. I don't know about that.
Too much dribble. Should have passed it.
Well, I understand what he did. That guy, Battle came 35 feet out for the basket to guard him. You love seeing that. You know, because you know you can beat the guy off the dribble. He just got in a little tight to him, and they said he hooked him. JJ back in the game. There's Carton knocking away a pass intended for Stahl. Another good hustle play by Carton tonight.
Good. JJ took a knee to the...
thigh or
groin.
Higher?
The groin. He's all right.
Well, problem is he just came in the game. Unless he wants to come back out.
after Dayton, he's not going to...
He's not going to complain about anything, is
no,
he?
No, he's not.
Right corner, and that's going to be Carton's third, trying to fight through a screen.
That was not smart.
And Stahl will shoot 1-1. Carton way too aggressive there. And that'll get Mike Mather into the game. Carton with his third with 5 minutes to go in the first half. So on the floor for the Warriors, it's Watson, Howard, Mather, Meeker, and Grove. Stahl at the line, hits the first one. It's a one-on-one situation.
Here's another AAU thing. Watch, they don't really take fouls seriously, but watch how JJ, he has not figured out how to keep the guy on his butt. I'm sorry, but.
Yep, Stahl hits a pair.
That time he did, those first few times. Because in AAU, they just line up and, you know.
Yeah.
He probably played 50 games. 50 games in the spring and fall.
Yeah.
And then there's another 15 in the summer. So it's 65 games, but.
You develop some bad habits.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge. You can develop some good skills, but bad habits. Warriors get the ball on a tip out of bounds. Meeker with it, works towards the top of the key from the right side over to Grove on the left angle extended. Grove in the corner to Watson.
2-3 zone. We just need to move it.
Watson to Grove, swings it to Mather on the right angle. Howard right corner, skips it to Grove for three, short. Watson.
There it is. Look at that jump.
Lays it up, misses. Mather misses the putback. Watson chases it down for the rebound. He'll drive, hang, foul, no call. Wow. He almost always gets the ball above the rim when he's not fouled. So, might have been an indication there. On the baseline, mid-range jumper knocked down by Kai Bear, and a timeout taken by the Warriors. 21-12 is the score. 4:09 left to go. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break and step away. We'll be right back. 4:09 left to go in the second quarter here on KLYC. Clark back into the game. So he replaced, who just went out? Meeker went out, I guess. So Mather and Grove on the floor. Warriors up 21-12 along with Clark. Howard, there you go. High post to Howard out in the left corner. Watson for three, short. No good. Wow, from this angle, I didn't think it was getting there. Great shot by Gavin. Took his time. Did not use too much energy. And there's a great catch over on the sideline by Kosija. He kicks it back out to Battle. They swing it right side. Short mid-range jumper missed. Howard with the rebound. That was Bayer that missed. Howard pushes up the floor.
He could be going full court.
All the way. He's going to get an offensive foul. And he's going to get a technical.
Oh.
Did he just change the call?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness, Ron. Boy, if I were the Taft coach, I might have lost my stuff on that one.
Well, the issue was he set?
Well, the fact is, though, he called the offensive foul, then he changed it.
Well, the guy out here called offensive. Underneath, I saw his hands go to the hip.
And J.J.'s lucky he didn't get teed up because he spiked that ball.
And he missed a foul shot.
Howard makes the shot and the free throw after all of that. Good job by J.J. 27-12 Warriors. They get to the middle, over to the right side. Mather can't challenge McCormick on the lay-in. They broke that press pretty easily there.
The ball got to the middle too easy.
Yeah, Grove in the corner to Watson. Looking inside, skips it across to Mather. Mather, little runner, gets it to go. Mike Mather with a runner from that left side. Gets it to drop. His first basket of the game. There's a steal by Howard. Howard, bounce pass to Watson. Lays it up and in! Great pass from JJ to Gavin. And Gavin with a smooth finish on that left side. And a 30-second timeout, or a quick official timeout call. We got a rolled ankle on a Taft player, number 4, Kasesia, going out.
We got some meat on the floor. And you bring, if you bring Nyseth in, look at the...
Yeah.
Reagan, Gavin, and JJ. I think we need to play three bigger guys.
Well, there are times where it works for sure.
Cause our guards are...
31-14 Warriors, 2:45 to go. There's a travel by Battle, but they don't call it. He shuffled the feet. He hits the three. 31-17 Warriors. Grove brings it up. Gets left corner to Watson. Down low to Clark. Clark
got it.
All right, he took it right away from Nightingale, who was dropping down. Reagan gets a hand of the ball. It's his, folks. He's just going to rip it away from you. Nightingale in the middle. Gets it on the right wing. They go down low to McCormick. Bumps into Clark. Kicks it back out to Nightingale for three. Hits it. Nobody on him. We're losing, guys.
That's the one thing. No matter who we play, they have people that can shoot threes.
JJ in the corner. Back out to Mather. Mather swings it to Grove on the left angle. Down in the corner. Watson. But that defense is really collapsing in there. There should be some action for the guards here. Or this. Howard puts the ball on the floor, lost it, gets it back. How's that not a foul? A lot of contact there. JJ, that all went bad when he dribbled.
Shouldn't dribble. Got to turn around and shoot it.
Or pass it.
Yeah, one of the two. You can't dribble with three guys around you.
The only time you can dribble from the top on a zone like that is when the defense overreacts to something else. Howard, left corner three, high arcing, misses that one.
Gavin.
Alley-oop, rebound, put back up and in by Watson. He's got 9 in the first half. All in the second quarter. He didn't play in the first quarter. Nightingale over to Bear. Bear back out on top to Nightingale. Bear on the left wing with it. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. McCormick swings it to Nightingale. Back to McCormick. Lost Grove with it.
He's
and he's got fouled by McCormick. That was a good foul by McCormick, actually, whether he meant to or not. He did stop the fast break. 1:17 to go first half, 35-20 Warriors. I think Devin's got to like this, how this group is playing together.
Yeah.
Nyseth's going to come in. Probably going to get Gavin. Nope, going to get Reagan. Gavin was looking a little tired. He was actually starting to come to the sideline. I think he thought, I'm tired.
I don't think Gavin or JJ are going to ask to come out anymore because
sometimes you don't get back in.
No, you don't.
Other guys play well and coach says, okay, we'll stick with them. Howard at the foul line skips it to Gavin, back out to Mikey. Howard on top, takes a three. I don't like that shot, but
yes, you do.
Gavin Watson with the rebound puts it back up and in. He comes from that 3-point line, crashes in there. Nobody can get a body on him because he's so slithery. They kick it through the hands of Battle and out of bounds. He took his eyes off that. It was a good pass from Fajardo. Back into the game is Stahl. He's going to get, and also Kasija. Here comes Meeker. Mather out. Good minutes for Mikey.
The thing about having Gavin against these weaker teams, you could throw up a three. He's going to get it.
Yeah.
I miss.
Yeah. He'll go find the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what he does as well as anything on the offensive glass is go find those funky rebounds.
That's why I like
Howard back out to Nyseth to Meeker. Over to Grove, left corner. Watson back to Grove. Good decision making there by the Warriors. Good ball movement. In the corner, Howard fakes. Too much dribbling and turns it over.
Oh,
and picks
a foul.
Up a foul.
Can't dribble.
There was no reason to dribble. He wasn't going anywhere. That's the useless dribble, right? And that's what his coach is telling him right here. Where were you going? There was that dribble wasn't going to get you anywhere. We've seen that forever.
Yeah, well.
Right? Out of players.
The problem is he falls in love with that.
I'm going to make a move. Not against the zone, you're not.
No, you're not.
Not from the three-point line.
If it's one-on-one.
Maybe. Yeah. If there's no help defense either. There's a missed free throw, though. Nyseth with the rebound. That was missed by Kasija, who was fouled by JJ. Second foul on JJ. Ninth on the Warriors. 37-20. Amity, 25 seconds and counting here.
We should get the last shot right here.
Or a lay-in. One of the two. Meeker swings at 18 seconds. Called out from the sideline. He wants central. It's a high post action with Gavin. Can't get it to him. Underneath the JJ. JJ gave up a right-hand lay-in.
He got...
At the other end, at the buzzer, the shot is missed by Kasija, and the Warriors lead 37-20 after one quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back. Halftime here from Amity High School on KLYC 1260 AM. Amity Warriors with a 37-20 lead over the Taft Tigers in this boys varsity Pac West League action. Warriors looking to go to 7-6 overall, 2-1 in league. And really the Warriors are in contention for that playing for that number two spot in league behind Dayton, honestly. So it'll be us and Santa Am Christian battling that out.
For the number two, but the top.
But there
three,
might be a three also.
Well, the three is.
It's not. There's two from each league and then there's four at large.
If you look at it, our league gets three.
Did they change that?
Yeah.
Because for years it's been two for every league and then four at large based on the rankings.
Yeah, I looked
at
it.
Okay.
It's one of the three.
Okay. That would be awesome. All right. Warriors in the first half. Gavin Watson, really the story. 11 points. Didn't come in until the second quarter, Ron.
It's all in the second quarter. Yeah.
And he really, his activity level is what is so impressive. Carton with six. Berkey and Meeker with five each. Howard with three on a three-point play. Clark, Mather, and Grove with two each. And Nyseth with one. But Nyseth, excellent job when he was in the game of rebounding and kind of controlling the paint.
Well, he doesn't have a shot. No shot attempt. But he has seven rebounds and...
And three turnovers, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
But he did a great job of controlling the glass when he was in the game, even though he wasn't getting shot attempts. He was moving the ball. Warriors had six steals in the first half, but they committed 10 turnovers. And that's too many.
Yeah.
Can't have 20 turnover games.
And they've got 12 turnovers.
So shooting for the Warriors, Ron, what do you got?
I'm just getting the last one right.
Okay,
now.
I'll let you finish that up. Scoring for the Tigers, really not much. Stahl with five, and then three players have three each, and three players have two each. So they just have nobody they can go to for a basket. After this, the Amity Warrior girls will take on the Taft Tigers.
We're 15 for 28 from the field.
So better than 50%. That's excellent.
Yeah, well, when you got Watson 5 for 8, Clark is 1 for 1, Meeker's 2 for 3, JJ's 1 for 5. But we have to count a couple of those as assists. I mean, because
Watson went and got the offensive glass and scored.
Yeah, Watson's going to have to.
How many rebounds does Gavin have?
Gavin's,
you must
have
missed some on him.
I missed those two. I got the made, but I didn't get the.
Yeah, he had a couple offensive rebounds.
At least three.
Yeah. And two of those turned into, or two or three of those turned into putbacks.
Yeah.
Just his activity level, and we talked about it, when he comes into the game, it's an immediate impact. First possession of the game, he runs the fast break and gets the lay-in, with the assist from Berkey. But his activity level on both ends of the floor just wreaks havoc on the other team. He's hard to box out because he's out at the 3-point line, and the next thing you know, he's running like a mad dog towards that basket, cutting through different places in traffic, looking for a path to get to that rim, and then he takes off and he outjumps everybody to get up around the rim when that ball's coming off with a rebound. On the defensive end, he's going to block shots, get his hands on balls that are passed. He's going to harass people. His activity level, he played the whole 8 minutes of that second quarter, right?
Yeah.
And played fantastic at 11 points. And that's the longest stretch I think we've seen him have all year, has been 8 minutes.
Well, the longest, yeah. Usually he gets his three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, again, that's something where Coach McShane going with what was working on the floor, and what was working was Gavin being in the game regardless of who else he put around him. Nobody else played that whole quarter. So what else you got for me, Ron? Anything interesting? I see you checking OSAA. I was hoping you were checking something interesting there for me. We'll take a quick break and be back, and maybe Ron will have something interesting to share with us. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Hold on. Welcome back, Warriors. It is 2 minutes to go here before the start of the third quarter, and Ron just edumacated me a little bit. I did not realize OSAA had changed the playoff qualifications and the bracket from what it's been for years. For years, it's been 16 teams, two from each league, and then the remaining based on your ranking with OSAA at the end of the season. Now they've changed it to a 20-team bracket. Everything is an automatic qualifier. There are no at-large bids. So if you're in a league that only gets three teams and you're ranked 15 at the end of the season, it doesn't matter. You're not getting in if you're the fourth team in that league.
Right.
So that league standings, district finishes are going to become more important. So that league, I mean, Cascade Christian, I think, might be the best team in the state, actually. Got a 7-foot kid down there who's it doesn't Maurer. Matter how good you are.
Maurer is his name. And there was a Maurer.
He's not bad.
There was a Maurer that played for for Cascade Christian when we had
he was really good.
In Pendleton.
There was another Maurer just a few years ago at Cascade Christian.
Yeah, it could be offspring of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know,
grandpa played for Oregon State.
There you go.
Football.
So are you saying genetics sometimes plays a role in the success of these kids? So there's going to be three teams that come out. So what's going to happen is 20 and 13 are going to play on February 22nd for the boys. 20 and 13, 19 and 14, 18 and, 15, no. Yeah, 18 and 15, 17 and 16 are going to play, in a sub-round game to get into the final 16. And then it'll go from there.
We take care of business today, then Tuesday to the game, because it's our chance to play Sheridan at home. And right now, if we win today, they play Sio. So they'll be 3-1 and we're 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Start of the third quarter, excuse me. Taft ball. Bear misses the jumper. JJ didn't box out and jump backwards from the ball. Missed it, but Evan Berkey there to get the ball. Evan all the way. Takes it to the basket. Misses. JJ with a great rebound inside. Lost it. Had the ball and got it stripped away from him. Bear with it.
Hands up.
Bear
How'd Berkey miss that shot?
I don't know. Kasija on top to McCormick. Warriors have their starting five out there. Three-point shot missed by Delameter. Offensive rebound put back up and then tipped up and in by Kasija. Good hustle by him. He was outmanned under there by a couple of white jerseys. We didn't get the ball. 37-22 Warriors.
It won't be long before you'll see some subs quick. Mr. Watson, if we're not going to rebound.
That's pretty sad. JJ's going to get a foul pushing in there if he's not careful. He's shoving off to get open. He doesn't like how physical McCormick's playing him in this man-to-man defense. Grove with it, works to the right, takes the three, left.
That's not good.
Rebound inside Kasija. Kasija pushes up the middle, puts the brakes on top of the key, crosses over on Berkey. Great move. Berkey did not foul him, I guess. The official was right there. Grove comes out of there with a rebound. Grove all the way. He's fouled. Going to be on Bear. So Grove will go to the line to shoot two. It's a good aggressive attack by Andrew. He's got two free throws coming here. Lois Dumbler with her popcorn and water coming in.
Oh my goodness.
Grove short on the foul shot.
He didn't even get it.
Barely touched the front of the rim.
14 feet, 10 inches.
Oh, and she's got her 2022 Civil War Champions Beavers shirt
on.
There
it is.
But the shirt is green, so I'm really confused. Grove hits the second one. It's 38-22 Warriors. Bear with it. Crosses half court. Puts the brakes on. Bounce pass to Delameter. Delameter took the three. Misses. No box outs. You see that? Carton saves it, but it ends up in the hands of Kasija. And then Carton with a steal. Carton puts the brakes on, gets it. Nope. He'll push up the middle. High dribble. Might have got away with something there. He'll step back for a three
and
air ball it.
Don't like that.
That's not going to... Yeah, Coach McShane with the hands right to the hips on that. Didn't run the offense. Yeah. McCormick steps back for three. He misses. Long rebound. No box out again. McCormick with his own rebound from the three-point line. Stall to McCormick. Delameter, left corner, Bear. Drives baseline, cut off by Grove and Howard. Good help there from JJ. Carton pokes it away and out of bounds. He got all ball on it. But it is a dangerous play to try to make.
When you got three fouls and you're reaching in like
that. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Because even if you do get all ball, it looks bad. And sometimes officials call by how it looks, not what you actually do, believe it or not. Bear starts to drive. Berkey knocks it away. Bear gets it back.
Oh, man.
To McCormick down low. Kicks it back out. Bear, left elbow jumper, buries it. Good ball movement, and somebody turned their back on Bear, and he gets his second basket. 14-point Warrior lead. Grove. Well, I don't know how long McShane's going to go with this lineup. They are not playing well right now.
Turnover.
There's a turnover
on JJ.
There's a drive by Kasija, looks off the defense, draws the foul on Berkey, lays it up and in. I think we're going to see some subs pretty quick here. Here they come. Clark and Meeker. As I say it, Devin's headed down the bench. He cannot be happy with some of this. That's Berkey's third. Clark will get JJ. JJ frustrated, but yep. The offense has not run well here yet in this quarter. And we're getting killed on the boards. Kasija misses the foul shot. Clark with the rebound. Carton with it. Crosses half court. 5 minute mark in the third quarter.
Right. Have we scored a basket?
We've got 1 point from Grove, right?
Yeah. So it's 37-20.
Yep. At halftime. Outscored 6-1. Offensive foul on Nyseth driving from the left side.
That's not the offense.
Through the lane, right. That's the problem, right? Not running it. And Devin wants a timeout. He's not happy about the call. Hands on his hips, and the official just puts his hand up and says, take your time here. They have a little conversation while A.J. Farmer talks to the kids in the huddle.
You got it. I mean, that's... Forget about the call. It was a bad offensive play.
It was bad decisions.
Yeah.
And that's leading to a lot of these problems right now for the Warriors. They've come out kind of playing just solo basketball here. We've seen drives, three-point shots, but not a lot of offensive action. Moving the ball, moving people, which we did really well earlier in the game. Got to get back to that. 2-2-1, press. Carton and Grove up on top. Meeker and Nyseth at the half court stripe, and Clark back deep. Playing that free safety position, which totally makes sense, right? Put your defensive end in the free safety. It's funny how they always do that with the big guy, right? I put the big guy at the half court, personally. But give me somebody fast back there for that long pass. They drive, kick off the hands, regained by Kasija. Kasija working on Grove, 2-3 zone. Over to Bear. Bear down in the corner. Kasija for three.
Got it.
We trapped, but we didn't really trap, right? We didn't make it hard for him to make a pass out of the trap. 38-29.
9-0. 9-1.
Grove drives all the way to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound inside, Stahl. Good box out by him. Kasija, McCormick. McCormick on the wing. Finds Bear. Bear, 17-footer. No good. Rebound.
Good
box out again. Kasija from the wing coming in and getting it. Warriors in man-to-man, too. No excuse not to box out now. And Clark got pushed or tripped or something. He went tumbling into Bear. But the question is this, Ron. Why is Bear beating his man off the dribble? The Warriors are not playing good fundamental man-to-man defense.
Well, I thought we were in a 2-3 zone.
That was all man-to-man.
Yeah.
And we just didn't do it. Watson in, Nyseth out. It cut this down to 8 points, Ron. Was 13 or 17 at halftime.
10-1.
Here in the third quarter. Bear misses the second one. Clark with a rebound. Gets it to Carton. Grove, left wing extended, drives towards the middle, gives it to Carton. Carton, drive, knocked away, and kicked. Would have been a turnover otherwise.
That was not a move.
Again.
It's not, you can't dribble against that.
We just keep trying though.
Well, this is where that young country staff's got to say, my way or the highway. It doesn't matter who it is. You got to do what we want you to do.
Watson takes the inbound.
Yep. What's effective?
Watson.
This is not
drives, good. Leaves it for Carton at the elbow. Carton.
Give it to him.
Drives, gets it knocked away, gives Clark it to Meeker. Left corner three. Good.
For all of that, they're going to feel good about themselves. That's the problem, because they shouldn't, because that was ugly basketball.
Yeah.
A couple of drives where balls got knocked away, and somehow we ended up with them.
Drive by Delamater drives right into the chest of Clark. Good job by Reagan not to foul, and he misses. Meeker with the rebound. Carton drives, hangs, fouled. That time, at least, the defense wasn't set when he drove. Once that zone is set, you can't drive against it.
No.
You have to be LeBron James to drive against that zone. There's just so much help defense coming. Carton misses the foul shot, though.
That's been his bugaboo.
McCormick and Delamater out. Second one for Carton, short, misses it. Watson tips, battle with the rebound. Carton ties him up. Should be Warrior basketball. Warriors miss a chance to gain a couple points there. It's 41-30 Amity, 3:13 left to go in the third quarter. Warriors getting thumped in this quarter so far. See if they can change that. Underneath,
nice
Carton,
play.
Great pass from Grove. Carton inbounded it to Grove in the corner. Carton stepped in. Nobody picked him up. Grove went right back to him for the lay-in. There's Grove with a steal. Tried to go ahead.
Ran into the coach.
And they're going to give the ball to the Warriors. The coach has no business being anywhere near that play.
It's a nice block.
It was. The right there call by the official. Give the ball to Amity after that. It probably went out off of Grove, but the coach got in the way. They kick out. Meeker looks at the three. Good fake. Goes to the elbow. A little missed strong. It. Clark tips. Ball's loose. Carton gets it. Down low. Trying to go to Watson. It's tipped out of bounds by Taft. That was nice team rebound there. Reagan got a tip on it. Couldn't get to it. But good hustle by Carton to chase that down. Dig it out of the pile there. And then almost got it to Gavin on the cut. They lob into Clark. Comes down with it. And fouled instead. Oh, goes off of Meeker's hands and out of bounds, I think. Oh, they're going to give it to the Warriors.
There's a guy stepped in front of him. Yeah.
Well, I think it touched both. But Clark throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball at Meeker across the lane. In the corner, Grove. Down low to Clark. Not a good pass. Didn't give it to him. Made him have to reach for it. But a steal going the other way by Watson. Good hustle by Gavin and Carton to get back on defense there. Grove with it. 43-30. Boy, I don't know. You got to go inside. They're guarding Reagan with these little tiny guys. Watson starts to drive. Kicks it to Carton.
That's going to be theirs.
Battle touched it. Off of Carton. Out of bounds.
Went off your hands.
How are we not taking advantage of these mismatches inside? They don't have anybody over 5'9 in the game.
No.
And we haven't gotten the ball inside one time against this. Nyseth coming in a minute. Probably for Clark. Kasija.
Got it.
Fakes, shoots the three, misses. Watson tips Clark with the rebound. Good job by Gavin. Throws it ahead to Carton. Carton's fouled by Battle. 1:54 to go. Nyseth in, Clark out. 1:54 left to go in the third. 43-30 Warriors. Both teams with three team fouls here in the second half. Delameter in. Replaces Kasija. Warriors ball up 13. They were up 17 at halftime. See if they can close this quarter on a nice run here. Carton with the drive. All the way. Left hand. Missed it.
A lay-in.
And a good tip there by Fajardo to knock that away from Nyseth. There's a drive. Hang. Miss. Watson with the rebound. That miss was by Delameter. Watson up the left side. Puts the brakes on. On the wing. Shovels it.
Oh, he's wide
Nyseth,
open.
Nyseth turns. Carton with the rebound. Carton hands off to Grove with a minute to go. 15-point Warrior lead. 10-1 run by Taft to start the quarter. Warriors have put the brakes on that run and are almost back to their lead at halftime.
Well, actually, exactly.
Meeker? No, we're at 15. We're at 17 at halftime, right? It was 37-20.
Okay, yeah.
Warriors patiently working here. Grove with the ball out on top by the center circle. Over to Meeker on the right angle, extended. Working on Battle. Drives on him.
Oh! Kobe's wide open. They just don't see it.
That's what Gavin or Devin's talking to him about from the sideline. It's going to be the fourth team foul on the Taft Tigers. Warriors will inbound right side of the key on the baseline. Hands to Meeker. Meeker hangs. Misses. Gets it back. Pump fake. Up. Misses again. Foul. George will out-rebound you. If you're anywhere near his height, he's going to go get the ball from you.
His brother, Henry, is a clone on rebounding. Henry's gonna get it.
Great timing, great
freshman.
Work ethic.
Freshman.
Meeker hits the first. Meeker with 4 in the quarter, 9 in the game. Carton out, Mather in.
We're gonna get this thing back to 17.
Looks like it.
In the last minute.
Meeker hits a pair.
Well, we stunk it up the whole...
10 in the game for George. We played horrible for 4 minutes.
How about 5 or 6 minutes?
Should be an offensive foul. They're going to call a block on Grove. That'll put Delameter on the line to shoot two.
Foul number two, Amber Grove. That's his first personal.
Delameter. No points in the game, so looking for his first of the game here on its two free throws. First what? It's good. One more coming for the senior guard. Warrior girls going to play after this. Promises probably to be another huge blowout. We're used to that. 47-32, 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Warriors will play for one shot here. 47-32, 15-point lead. No bonus yet for either team. Mather with it on the wing. To Grove, popping out. Head fake, drives, left hand fouled. He'll go to the line. I think that's going to be on Bear. It is. 16 fouls. So the Warriors will shoot 1-1 or better the entire fourth quarter, Ron. So we'll see how our free throw shooting is. Could be a lot of trips there. 2.9 seconds left. Grove misses the free throw. Well, he is 1-for-4 tonight from the foul line. And he's a kid that earlier in this season I said was the one I wanted to see at the foul line.
I have him for two.
That one was flat. Yep. This one's better. He's got 4 points in the game. And the Warriors are up 16 as we head to the fourth quarter. 48-32 Amity on KLYC McMinnville. Warriors are in the bonus for free throws. It's going to be Taft ball, I believe. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Howard, Watson, Berkey, Mather, and Meeker. Warriors going left to right here in front of us. We're behind the scorer's table, as always in this gym. Delamater with it to start the fourth. Berkey on him, man-to-man defense. Gets a screen, and that's going to be a foul on Berkey.
Man alive.
That's his fourth.
Fourth foul. He plays. He has.
And did you see what happened after that?
No.
He said to Gavin, you got to call that. So he was chasing Delamater, didn't know there was a screen. So Berkey out, he's frustrated, but this is when your leadership is important. Things don't always go your way. Carton in, he's got three fouls. On the baseline, Stahl stripped away, ball's loose, chased down by Nightingale. Hits it to Stahl at the left angle. He doesn't want it, gives it to Delamater on top. Works to the right, might have carried it, no call. Finds Stahl. Stahl mid-range. Back out. They get it to Nightingale. He can shoot the three.
He'll fire up a three.
Hands it to Fajardo. Fajardo.
Back door.
Great pass. Finding Delamater on the back door cut. Fajardo, good basketball IQ. Saw the floor. Made a great pass. Warriors with the ball up 14. Mather turns a corner. Gets all the
got
way
it
to the basket. Foul. No foul, but scored. I thought he was going to get fouled on that, too. Great job by Mike. They got man-to-man defense inside. Fajardo gets Watson to go for the pump fake, lays it up and in.
JJ picked up, that was JJ's guy, but JJ picked up the guy that got beat.
Yeah, well, you can't get beat. And if you do, you got to have more than one switch.
Well, there's the rotation just doesn't happen between them all.
Well, you got to have multiple helps in good man-to-man defense. Watson. Too much dribbling here for the Warriors.
Got JJ in a mismatch. They're trying to
they finally get
ball.
It to him. JJ turns. He's fouled as he turns. Nope. What'd they call? Offensive
what?
Foul saying he hooked him.
That's not a good call.
He didn't need to do anything but just kind of take
turn
one step and turn.
Turn yep. face, put the ball right in the guy's face.
He's 5 feet from the basket and the kid's not going to block his shot. You just have to understand those things, right? So foul on Howard. There's a miss inside. Stahl gets it blocked by Watson and fouled.
Whoa.
Looked like Gavin got all ball on that one, but he did follow through, and that's what they see. 6:27 left to go in this one. 50-36 Warriors.
Threes and free throws will get them back in the ballgame.
Taft just hanging around here.
Yeah.
First free throw by Stahl is good.
That'd be tough in their home gym.
One more. Misses that one. Watson with the rebound. Carton, left corner. Meeker fakes the three.
It.
Drives. Ball stripped.
Turnover.
Delamater comes out of there with it. Throws it ahead to Stahl. To Fajardo. Gives it up to Kasija. Ball's knocked away from behind by Carton. Picked up by JJ. Meeker is fouled by Delamater.
Bonus.
Just over midcourt, and he'll go to the line to shoot one and one.
It's bonus.
Both teams in the bonus now.
Can we make free throws?
Grove in. Mikey out. Mather giving him some good minutes there. So, Meeker to the line to shoot one and one after those substitutions are all done there. And buries the first one. Three out of three from the line tonight. Warriors' best foul shooter, probably on the season, I would guess, by now. Gets quite a few attempts, more than most people do. Makes them both. He's got 12 in the game, Ron. He and
just
Watson lead the scoring.
Garbage shots, too. Well, he's got a three.
Yeah, and he just works hard. He's got two threes, actually. He just works hard for everything. Fajardo, down low, ball knocked away
That's
off of JJ's
be.
Foot and out of bounds. Could have had it. It went off the hands of the Taft player.
Traveled.
Stahl misses the jumper. Meeker with the weak side rebound. Gets the ball to Grove. 15-point lead. Devin says slow it down and run it. Don't have to be in a hurry. Grove drives, loses it.
What is that?
I mean, that's nobody touched that ball. He just put a hard dribble, too much adrenaline, and couldn't execute the move. 1-3-1 full court for the Warriors here. J.J. Mann in the middle, Gavin up on top of this. They go to the middle, Stahl, over to Battle, gives it to Kasija. Down low, it's Nightingale. Back to Battle, short little jumper in the lane. Nobody guarding him, he gets the basket. And the official is down in front of us, but he's okay. I think he tripped over this coach again. And that was nice of Devin. Devin called that timeout, I think, to give this official a chance to recover from that.
This guy's Ron is a national softball umpire, and he umpired down in Oklahoma City this last year.
Oh wow!
In the women's
NCAA, yeah.
He's big. He's been around Salem for lots and lots of years, but he referees basketball. But he's a professional referee. He refs everything, but he umpires softball.
Well, one of the things that we're hoping to fix with the new gym here in Amity
is some space.
Is some space on the sidelines, because that one was the coach trying to coach, stepping away from his bench just a little bit, not excessively, and the official coming up the sideline and then tripping over him. You know, it's just too tight here.
Devin just got a brownie point from the referee.
Absolutely.
Call the timeout.
Let him get his composure again and make sure everything's okay. Warriors with the ball. Trent
should
drives.
Lay-in
and a foul. Good job by Trent. That one, he took his time and waited to see what was going to develop.
He ran the offense because it's called 41. But you take it, and when you can go.
Anytime you can turn that corner.
You go for it.
Yeah. And he was patient. He didn't assume the corner was going to be there. He makes the free throw. It's a 16-point Warrior lead. JJ almost had the pass.
Dang it. I wish he would have got
that. Yeah, he didn't tip it, though.
Oh.
So it's Warriors basketball. JJ out, nice F in. So on the floor for the Warriors, Grove, Carton, nice F, Meeker, and Watson. They're going to say it went off of JJ. So after they consult, said he tipped it with a finger. I didn't see it, but it could have been. It was close.
Oh, my goodness.
Such a travel by Kasija. Shuffles his feet as he catches the ball. Crosses over. Gets to the mid-range on the left wing. Gives it to Battle. Battle. Hands it back to Stahl. Stahl feeds the mid post. Kasija dribbles out to the corner behind the back baseline. Little floater. No good. Ball tipped and Carton with the rebound. Trent pushes hard up the middle of the floor and then puts the brakes on. Good decision. Now set the offense up. Crosses over. Too much dribbling. Backs down.
Oh.
Fakes. Shoots. Fouled.
Just bailed out.
Too much one-on-one and he looks at Devin and smirks and he's like, I know.
Pull him out.
Yeah.
That's the only way he's going to change people's attitudes. Not him. Any one of them. He needs to get their attention. Because that's what killed him against Dayton.
Well, and we saw that in the beginning of the third quarter where the whole team was running one-on-one stuff and not running the offense.
And I'm not picking on him.
Trent hits the first.
And I think that's what's happening here. He's not going to, after that game, he's not going to put up with that with anybody. JJ, Nysef, anybody.
Carton misses the second one. Battle with the rebound. Berkey will come in next, dead ball. Fajardo back out to Battle. Battle works left to the corner. Good switch there by the Warriors. Meeker guarding the ball now. Fajardo in the high post. Back out. Pick the dribble up. Swing.
Oh, my.
Tipped by Watson. Almost had that steal up on top. They go down low to Nightingale. Blocked by Watson.
Man.
You have an everywhere. Almost had the steal at the three-point line. Recovers. Gets back down to the low block and blocks the shot there. I get Watson the ball here. Here he goes. All the way in. Scoop.
Oh,
what a pass to Nysef. Nysef turns, lays it in. Assist Watson. Gavin Watson with the assist and Nysef with his first basket of the game. At the other end, there's a missed shot. Rebound to Watson. Warriors up 19. Throw long ahead to Carton. Carton pulls up. He is hammered. Three black jerseys there. Two of them fouled him. What a pass from Watson to Nyseth.
Just underneath the guy that was jumping in the air. Most of the teams we play, we're going to have better athletes. It's the issue of basketball skills.
And basketball IQ.
Basketball IQ. That's
discipline on the floor. Carton hits the first one. He's got one more coming for the junior wing player. 3:37 left to go fourth quarter. Warriors up 21 now as he hits both of those. Berkey in.
And Berkey checking in for the Warriors.
Berkey, Grove, Meeker, Nyseth, Watson with 3:37 to go.
And
Taft
up,
with it.
And up by 21.
Yep. Comfortable lead now for the Warriors as they've pulled away after that run at the beginning of the third quarter by Taft. Battle fakes the three, steps back, takes the three, hits the three. Trenton Battle's got eight in the game.
We just don't have that kind of a shooter.
Grove with it. Works left. Head fake out to
there he is.
Down low. Nyseth misses, puts it back up, and he's fouled.
Building his stats.
Yeah, that's not what he wanted to do, though. Meeker with a great pass to Colby. Colby just rim-checked himself. As we used to say, pick up basketball, get rim-checked, get foamed. Dylan Anderson coming in. After the first free throw here. Nyseth misses that one as it rolls around. One for three tonight. Gavin out, Dylan in. Gavin with a nice little effort there.
Man.
In the fourth quarter.
He can make things happen, man.
Like nobody else we play.
Yeah.
He has that spurt ability to be able to change the game more quickly than anybody. Misses a pair at the line, Nyseth does. 3 points in the game for him. Quick trigger, three-pointer, missed. Meeker with the rebound. That was Tasija missing. Meeker slows it down. Works towards the right angle. Gets a screen from Colby. Gets in, out to Dylan. Dylan gives it to Evan. Back to Dylan on the cut.
Should get it.
Hangs and scores on the reverse lay-in after he bobbled that. Dylan Anderson gets in the game, and Berkey gets a great assist there, making things happen for his teammate off the bench. Kasija fouled on the drive by Grove, I think, before the shot, but he'll still shoot one and one. And they're waving the white flag with 2:30 to go as five subs come in for the Tigers. ...62-42 Warriors. Gavin Kasija at the line, shooting one and one. Misses it.
He's a good three-point shooter, but
that was ugly. He's 0-for-3 from the foul line. Dylan Anderson with the rebound. Berkey running the offense, works towards the right, crosses back over, looks for Nyseth on the cut, good ball fake, and lays it up and in. And a timeout taken by the Tigers. Nyseth with his second bucket. He's got 5 points. And here comes the bench for the Warriors. It's going to be Dyer, Vrell, Wolf, and Bell, and they'll be in there with Anderson. 2:17 to go. 64-42 Warriors. We'll have some girls basketball right after this.
Just so you know, the game with Western Christian is at home. We're
yes, it got changed
tomorrow.
To home tomorrow.
Because Western Christian's got a water problem on the campus.
Yeah. What time is that game tomorrow, Ron?
Well, the JV2s are 11:30, JVs are at 1, and varsity's at 2:30.
And that's boys only.
Just boys.
Yep.
Yeah. And on Monday, we're in that Martin Luther King game, but I think it's at Harrisburg. But somebody said that changed. We should find out.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find that out. Check with Tashi. Down low, they get a basket. That's number 22. Unruh with the basket. 2 minutes to go. Wolf works to the right. Gets a screen from Dyer. Pulls up for three. Buries it.
He can do that.
Oh, he can do that, and he can pass. And he can handle the ball. There's a lot of things he can do.
That right there is.
But he gets beat off the dribble right there by number 13, Zach Hankins. Hankins will go to the line to shoot two. 1:47 remaining in this one.
to shoot two.
So what will happen here is about halftime of the girls' game, this place will start to empty out because it'll be a 40-point game, Ron.
Yeah, well, the JV girls won by 32 or something like that.
Anderson with the rebound after the missed free throw. Varell brings it up.
Gets, I think, we found a team wing that shoots free throws worse than us.
Maybe, yeah. Dyer down low. Anderson.
Going to get that.
They're going to say before the shot, he'll still shoot two. He just didn't get the basket. Anderson got great low post position there. And Thayer fed him the ball. Thayer. Ah, Fanny Dyer. We'll go with Thayer.
Anderson's, you think about him playing here, he's come a long way back from a very serious knee surgery.
Yeah.
And this is the most he's played since.
Buries a foul shot. It's too bad, too, because he was a promising three-point shooter.
He could shoot, yes. And he's very unselfish.
And high basketball IQ kid. Yeah. Just physically can't do
quickness.
Lost us the ability to jump like he used to be able to. And inside, number 12, Powell gets a basket. Kind of a broken play there. 68-46, minute 20 to go. Wolf on the left wing gets a screen from Anderson. Bounce pass back to Anderson. He's blocked by McCormick.
That was no foul.
No, that was a good block. Ball knocked away. Taft gets it back,
wild.
Puts up a three. It is. Looks like JV action out here right now. Dyer with the rebound to Bell. Bell ahead to Anderson over his head. Maybe a perfect example right there. It's just, Dylan just doesn't have that lift.
No.
But yeah, missed most of the last two football seasons and basketball. Tried to play some last year, but just wasn't the same. Was, as a freshman, was one of the better-looking three-point shooters coming up. There's a missed three. Rebound, Bell. Bell finds Varell with it. Varell on the right angle with it. Extended. Works to the left off the screen. Out to Wolf. Wolf looking for a screen from Anderson. Instead, he goes left. Kicks it to Anderson. Fakes the three. Little drive. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Good aggressive move by Dylan there. 30 seconds left to go in this one, folks. Anderson misses the foul shot badly.
Talk about how good he shoots, and it's the last two shots been bad.
One more coming for Dylan. He'll get this one right here, Ron. Watch this. Buries it. He's 2 out of 4 from the line. 4 points here in the fourth quarter. Back to a 23-point lead. They throw long ahead. McCormick hooks a pass over for a three-point attempt. Misses that one. Anderson with another rebound. At least three rebounds for Dylan.
Three it is.
Burrell walks it up with 15 over to Wolf. They're still playing aggressive defense here, so over to Anderson. Hands back to Wolf with 6 seconds. Wants to drive. They're fouling him, but they don't want to call anything because the game's over, and that's the buzzer. Final score, Amity Warriors 69, the Taft Tigers 46. Comfortable win for the Warriors. Really, outside of that little burst at the beginning of the third quarter, everything from the middle of the first quarter on was all Amity.
Yeah.
So we'll take a quick break. Be back with some final numbers on KLYC McMinnville.
Quite frankly, it's easier to
Warriors see that. With a 69-46 win in the boys varsity action here in PacWest Conference League play. They move to 2-1 in league, 7-6 overall. Taft falls to 4-11, 0-4 in league. Warriors were led tonight by good balance attack. Carton with 14, Watson with 13, Meager with 12, and then a bunch of guys chipping in. We had 6 from Anderson, 5 from Berkey, 5 from Nyseth, 4 each for Grove and Mather, 3 for Howard, 3 for Wolf, and 2 for Clark. Pretty much everybody who played before the last couple of minutes scored. So, Bell, Varell, and Dyer got in the game but did not score them the last couple of minutes. Two guys with 8 points leading the way for the Tigers. Kasija and Battle with 8 each. What do you got, Ron?
Well, Watson, pretty good shooting. I mean, he's 6 for 9 from the field. One of them was a 3 and 6 rebounds, and I have him for 3 steals.
And at least
and
one
just
block.
Just changing everything. Yeah. Meeker had a good ball game stats-wise. And Kobe had 8 rebounds. Everybody get 8, 10, 12 points. I don't think we have a guy that can get 18, 19.
Yeah, and you really, we don't need that. You know, it'd be nice to have one better three-point shooter that you could really go to.
Not there.
It's just not there, so you gotta play a different style and Coach McShane having to figure that out and figure out his best combinations on the floor. And it seems to vary from game to game a little bit what 5 works. So he has to make those adjustments based on what's working.
Some of it is, we've played 13 games, you gotta quit talking about no experience, but we just didn't have guys that can have minimal varsity experience, and so every game's kind of
a learning experience.
Yeah, and they just every one of them somehow or somewhere in there got this pressure. Got to, you know, the sad to see Berkey play the way, because that's probably that was not one of Berkey's better games in the last 5 or 6.
Yeah,
games.
Especially not on the defensive end. He got some cheap fouls.
Yeah.
Offensively, he did a really good job early. He had 5 points in the game, I believe. But he did a great job early on the offensive end. His passing is just spectacular offensively, but
yeah.
He struggled tonight a little bit defensively, got some cheap fouls and attempted and came in and then was right back out to start the fourth quarter where he picked up his fourth foul. So
yeah,
it's the way it goes.
He has the potential to be a steadying influence.
He does.
He didn't have any turnovers, unless you call the fouls turnovers.
Yeah. So we'll take a quick break and be back off a little dead air as I start a new recording here. So bear with me, and we'll be back with the girls' action here in just a few minutes. This is KLYC McMinnville.